Warp speed, don't rainbow read me, warp nigga!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
I called the head of Payless.
Good morning, Kanye.
Oh man. Oh man.
Might as well say it, you know what I'm saying? The many man.
Many man. Many, 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 many men. That's what this is going to be.
Put dick in her till she can't ride no.
Yeah. I gave you the whole readout. That was just like quick what the topic sort is going to be about. So we're going to go ahead and hop into this snippety snipper
soul.
He ain't got none.
Bring it in.
Wait, no, you.
Many men.
Bring it in. Bring it back.
Many men.
But the nigga said the pussy whack.
Many men.
Bring it in. Bring it back.
You got a name.
Many men. Many mans.
For her. No, the writing is about a friend. So what's this friend's name going to be?
Her name is Peggy.
Peggy. So Peggy writing in for her Peggy. Friend. About her friend.
Yeah, Peggy Peggins.
Peggy Peggins.
Welcome to another episode of Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I'm your co-host, Gemini.
Now, Trilly St. Clair.
And they call me Dildo Baggins.
And this is Unapologetic Advice Podcast. Make sure y'all check out the notes for all the different links we got going on. Trilly, what you had in your cup? Do you still drinking? What you got?
Shit. I had that, what the fuck? What? It was cognac, definitely.
That was Gentleman's Jack, sir.
Yeah, Gentleman.
With limoncello.
Oh, yeah. Gentleman Jack with limoncello. That sounds so bitch-ass, but I did have some Gentleman Jack. Smooth as shit. Had the lemon, the sparkling joint, because I, you know.
La Croix.
The little La Croix.
La Croix.
Yeah, because, you know, I got a long drive, so. And I've actually, I attended a dinner with my uncle today. So,
I attended a dinner with my uncle today.
Got some nice beverages there. So, you know, taking it quite light, you know.
Oh, there go our listeners in London.
I want to remain cosmopolitan and nice on a beach.
There goes Alabama.
Not Alabama.
On a beach.
On a beach. Bitch, listen.
Speaking of a bitch, listen. So this snippy snippisode.
You remember got a shiver with it.
Bitch, listen.
So this is a write-in. We named her Peggy. Peggy says, I need y'all to spit some game. I have a friend who has two baby fathers, been engaged prior, and also is married to a man who is not the father of the kids.
Damn.
She's very...
God damn. Keep reading. Shit. Wait a minute.
You set the scene real quick. That's why I said many men.
Damn. A baby father.
No, two baby
fathers. Two baby fathers. A husband who's not the father of the children that's in the home.
And had been engaged before.
And been engaged before that. Okay.
She's very direct and nice and a good friend to me. She works hard and is no longer the breadwinner in her marriage. But she doesn't seem real happy. She called me the other day asking how I keep the romance up with my fiance because we've been together 7 years and engaged almost two. I told her I'm not sure how to even respond. She had a destination wedding to her husband. They do not live together, have never lived together, and he doesn't take the kids in the off times. She actually has one of the fathers take the kids when a break is needed. I just honestly do not know how to even answer her question. How can you have romance with someone who doesn't live in the home and isn't there with you and the kids day after day and you're married? I have one small child and I could not imagine being a married single mom. I just told her that we work on it, but I would like some more advice on this. I think the whole arrangement is weird because she is attractive and he's a very large man. He's nice, but to not contribute is hard for me to provide my real opinion. Peggy.
Well, first of all, he contributing them dollars. So in his mind, that might be enough. And them kids ain't mine. So this sound like charity. Shit.
Yeah, that sound like United Way pussy. It just, it's, you know, like he just basically just donating a portion of his paycheck to fund a wife that he rarely or never sees. Like, that shit is bizarre as fuck.
She said it was weird. She like, I don't know how to even respond. Like, because I wouldn't do it basis what it sound like.
I want to know what was the romance like before that. But that's, you know.
He's making them.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck he do. We just know that they don't live together.
Yeah, my thing is, if they, according to this, it says that they've never lived together. So before they got married, then more than likely.
That's me.
More than likely, he was coming over, dropping some penis and going home. Because if he ain't living in the spot, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing really changed for him. Then once they got married, like, that is weird. I don't, like, if this chick, if Peggy is living with her fiance, which I can only assume she is because she said that shit is weird to her. I don't know. I agree. Like, what kind of advice could she even give her? Because she gonna be like, you a hating ass bitch. You live with your fiance. Like,
I'll say Peggy weird as fuck too. Because you living with your fiance for 2 years, should have get off the pot, Peggy.
I think it said they were together 7, engaged. I think she said almost 2.
Girl, the courthouse right down the fucking street. Oh, fucking
God. Oh wow, we coming for Peggy.
No, I'm
Peggy
just saying.
Ain't do shit but write in. Goddamn, no, Peggy. But, you know what, listeners, we not gonna shame you. Keep writing in.
No, I ain't, no.
Really on that shit.
No, what I'm saying is that Peggy should be the example. So, Peggy, show her what the fuck marriage should look like. Y'all all engaged and shit. Did he set a date yet? Start with your own life.
She didn't. She didn't say none of that.
Exactly. I would start there. Like, God, guess what? Damn.
Listeners, guess what, truly on some other shit today.
No, let's be real. Guess what, boo boo? Me and the hubby, we just set a date. You know, we live together and shit, so we about to get married, and you know, we about to do our normal marriage thing. You know, like how it's fucking supposed to be. You know, we gonna live together and be fucking like rabbits. You know, because God, that's what married people do. But on at least in the first year, you know. How's your situation going? You know, with that, you know, with your, I don't know, fucking UPS pussy. You get it, you know, drop offs he doing and shit. Like, cause that would be my question. Like,
to be fair, the friend asked Peggy her how she keeps her romance with her fiance. So it's not like Peggy was like, I'ma tell you.
No, I would have threw the question back at her. Like, well, I mean, the fire, we keep the fire going because we're under the same roof. There's almost no way around it. I'm attracted to him. She's, you know, he's attracted to me. We see each other. You know, we keep it going that way. How was the courting process with you guys?
We go back to that courting word. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, how did that look?
If you want the pussy, you got to marry me.
He's like, all right.
That would be my
first pussy. Nah, I married you. Let's go.
I'm just wondering, like, what did that look like for her to even get to the point where she like, I'm ready to get married. Like, what was y'all doing? What did he do that was so special? Because whatever the fuck he did, I wouldn't tell her to encourage that motherfucker to keep doing that shit. Or are you okay with the current situation? You just want the heat in the bedroom to be turned up a little bit. Might need to start making some pit stops at his house, bitch. You know, that's what I would tell her. Like, why don't you go park
it on him at that point?
Yeah, like, go pull up to his driveway. Go knock on his door.
And I don't think according to that, she blamed the husband. She just asked how can you have she just asked how she keeps up the romance with him. With Peggy's fiance.
I also want to know how long have they been married and living the way they've been living.
Oh,
that'll be another question because I'm so like,
Peggy, you gonna have to write back in.
Yeah, Peggy, write back in, boo boo. Because
he ain't gonna shame you next time.
Because I mean, Peggy, tell that nigga shit to get off the pot. I don't give a fuck. But what I also want to know is how long has this arrangement been going on, and when did it start to get stale? Because you're never in the house. You know, absence usually make the heart grow fonder and the dick get harder. Cause I'm like, shit, I ain't seen, man, hey y'all, let me go to my wife's house. I ain't seen this bitch in weeks. I'm gonna see what the fuck going on. Damn, you ain't seen your wife in weeks? Nah, man, she at the other house and shit. I've been paying the bills and shit. I just ain't been there, you know. Nigga be needing some time to himself. I'm about to go over here and drop some dick off and see what's going on.
Right.
Going there, I'm going to smack one of the kids upside the head. Hey, nigga, did you do your homework? You know, I'm about to go in and be a father for 10 minutes. Again.
You ain't my daddy, nigga. What you talking about?
Shut the fuck up before I unhook the Xbox and take the PS5 to my house, nigga. You know, that That's what I'm saying. Like, she gotta, you know, I would, she better do a random stop at his house and see what's going on, which is her house too. In fact,
is it her house too? Depends if you got a prenup.
Nah, you know women.
Still married.
You know the thought process of women. What's mine's is mine's and what's yours is mine, motherfucker. You signed on the dotted line. You said you loved me. You married me. You took me away to Puerto Vallarta or whatever the fuck they went and made this shit shake. Yeah. So
Puerto Vallarta.
You got the magistrate with Roberto Rodriguez, and he got us together and got us married. So your house is my house now. So I'm coming home, daddy. Tell her to plan that sweet dinner. You know, you got to start pulling up. Now, if you start pulling up and it ain't been reciprocated, then you might need to find a new nigga to live at another house and marry that motherfucker. Maybe get an apartment or something. I don't tell him to keep his apartment and shit so y'all can have a quick little getaway or something. Because it seemed to me like she want the marriage, but she don't want the marriage. She don't want what comes with it. Too old, she want the money. She want the money and the companionship sometimes, maybe. I don't know. There's no way you can be okay with a husband that's never, that y'all don't live together. What the fuck kind of arrangement is that unless y'all already separated? I know some separated niggas that go drop dick off. Yeah, we separated and shit. We just still be fucking. Mike Tyson was still fucking Robin Gibbons.
And baby fathers.
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like.
I'm saying.
Oh, well, I'm just laying that in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying.
If Trilly had two or three baby mamas, Trilly would be, you know, tic-tac-toeing hoes. Because it's no way I. Listen, if I've been in that house, I can go back to that house. Is your nigga there? Girl, I hear it in your voice. Boil some ramen noodles. I'm on my way.
Right, you need this.
I know what it is, baby. You need the chicken ramens with the soy sauce and some dick. Put on Love Jones. You know I like that movie. You know, all that old shit. That go without saying. But this situation is very bizarre. I want some more intel on it. I want to know how long they've been married. How long this been going on. I want to get in their business a little bit before I make a full, like, suggestion on what should be done and not done. But bottom line is,
but you already
start pulling up.
United Way and UPS pussy.
That's what it is, though. It sounds like United Way pussy. It sounds like he just donating, and you know, whenever you want to come through, he can. Right. What the fuck you mean you don't want to fuck? You my wife. Like, he can actually use that as an excuse. You ain't sucking no dick. You my wife. Did I not marry you in Puerto Rico? Like, bitch, we together. Y'all said that she said destination wedding or whatever, so that's all that come to mind. Like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that to me isn't like a, tells me that it wasn't like a big personal thing. Like, I feel like she threw that in there on purpose. So, Peggy, write in, why did you throw that in? Do you feel like it was rushed? Is that why you said it was a destination wedding? Do you feel like the families didn't get along? Like, why would you throw that in there? Give us more intel.
Look, on the outside, looking in on that, and I've said this more than once, that some women want the marriage, not necessarily the nigga that come with the marriage. So part of it is that. So, you know, you had this destination wedding because you've always wanted to be married and you always wanted to have a destination wedding.
On a mountain, you got it on a mountaintop. With a you know, and dude probably, because he fat as fuck, he probably had on jogging pants and a t-shirt. You put on a dress and, you know, the short Mexican man said, do you take him to be utterly wedded? You know, and she was like, yeah, see. You know, and they got married.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Peggy, right back in so we can give you some more advice. Cause this, we'll hold on to this so we can do a part two and just put them back to back. We'll just do, so answer those questions for us so we can give you some more advice so you can come with some more information. The faster you write in, the faster we can actually comment on
right,
it.
Right, please. And tell her she can't sit in a picture of them at the wedding. I want to know if that nigga got on some Russell jogging pants or some orthopedic Reeboks or some shit with his fat ass.
This has been another Stiffy Stiff episode of the Unapologetic Advice Podcast. Make sure y'all check the notes. We out of here. Bye.
Bye. That nigga was smelling like corned beef. They were like, what the fuck is that? Is that what y'all served at the reception? Oh. No, that's just me.
Oh, you asked for a picture. You ain't right.
I'm just wondering. She said he was a very big guy. But then again, he probably got a, you know, he probably got a customized parachute for a suit.